everybody, and welcome to another edition of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am Richard, along with Mindy, Cecilia, and Tammy again. We're going to be visiting about a few of the activities that are upcoming for the library for the month of May and starting in the month of June. First off, we have Free Comic Book Day again. Well, this is our fifth year to have it here at the library. It will be May 3rd. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. That is the first Saturday of May. So anybody that's interested in receiving some free comic books, you can come down to the library in the meeting room. We'll have them laid out. You can receive three per person. If we have anything left over, we will carry them forward into the next week so people can come back and see if there's anything left to pick up. But also during that weekend, what is usually takes place is they usually have a comic book movie come out at the same time. And if you're into the comics, you can come see us that Saturday and that afternoon or evening, go over to Garden City and watch Amazing Spider-Man 2, because it is out that evening on May 2nd. So you can either watch it the Friday before Free Comic Book Day or the evening of Free Comic Book Day. So if you're interested, swing by. We'd be glad to see you. And the next thing is actually a new program for the library, and Mindy's going to describe it for us. It's the Oz Day.
This year, on May 9th, we will be celebrating the movie Wizard of Oz that was the book wrote by L. Frank Baum, Wizard of Oz. At 6 p.m., there will be the original movie in the Gibble Hut room here at the library. You are able to bring your own snacks and drinks. Please make sure the drinks are clear, whether it's 7-Up, Sprite, or water. The seating is limited, and admission tickets will be handed out during the day on May 9th. You can bring the kids during the day or even after school and have a chance to have them taking pictures with Dorothy, the Scarecrow, Tin Man, or the Cowardly Lion. We really would like for you to participate and enjoy the company.
And this is a new program for the state. Almost everything picks up. This is a new program for the state. This is going to be the first year for it that majority of the libraries will be celebrating, but this is a new program that is trying to be established through the state library, recognizing Oz Day. So this is the first one, hopefully. The state will help support the next year's event in May, and we'll bring an additional program in that year as well. But this year, we're just kind of concentrating on having fun with the costumes and the movies. And the reason seating is limited is because it is in the meeting room, and we can't put everybody in there. If we would like for you to have a ticket and come back and join us, but if we have enough seating, if somebody comes that doesn't have a ticket, they might have to wait towards the back before we start the movie. If we have room, we'll sneak them in for you for the movie. So, and we'll also have, I think we're going to have a few giveaways that day as well. Okay, next up, we're going to be going to Cecilia, and she's going to bring us about, start over. And next up is Cecilia. She's going to give us some information about the upcoming summer reading program.
Hello, everyone. Well, it's that time of the year again, and summer reading is here. The summer reading themes for this year are Fizz Boom Read for kindergarten through six, Spark Up a Reaction for the youth, and Literary Elements for the adults. Sign up starts May 19th. Summer reading program starts June 2nd. I'm sorry. We hope to see you here. Come and sign up.
We'll have more information coming in a future podcast about more specifics about the summer reading program. The calendar is still being a little bit jostled, right? If I remember right, Cecilia.
Yes.
There you go. Cough for a response here. some of the stuff we're getting ready for decoration-wise, some of it we're trying to have fun with the teens as a steampunk feel, since it's, what was the teens again, the middle one? I can't remember.
Sparker Reaction.
Sparker Reaction serves my age. Short-term memory's going. But Sparker Reaction, so we actually went with a steampunk feel for that. So you'll see that in the teen and adult side. We have some space, science-y type stuff that will be put up, and kind of like a lab setting as well. So we're hoping to have fun with that and everybody have fun with us as well again, like Cecilia said. And next up, we have a speaker coming in from the Kansas Humanities Council, and Tammy's going to let us know a little bit about that.
Good morning, everybody. On May 19th, at the Kearney County Senior Center, we're bringing in a humanities speaker. It is Michaeline Chance Ray, and she's going to do her program on the Harvey Girls Service with Style. We'll begin at 11:30 with a covered dish lunch, and then the Golden Agers Club of Kearney County has a short business meeting after that, and then Michaeline will do her program. This is open to the public. Everyone's welcome to come. She's going to tell us a few things about the reason the Harvey girls were hired and where they worked, their pay scale, and how the Harvey house got started.
And we actually had one here in Lincoln, if I remember right.
Yes, I think we did, down by the railroad tracks. Michaeline, she teaches courses in women's study and education at the Kansas State University, and her current research focuses on the Harvey girls and historic sites on the K-State campus, anything especially related to women.
So if you're interested in the Harvey houses, definitely come to the Golden Agers meeting. If they want to partake in a meal, can they do that as well?
Yes.
What do they need to do that?
You can bring a covered dish, or usually there's plenty of food. You just need to show up and show up a little before 11:30, and there's plates and silverware there. And if you want to bring a dish, any kind of a covered dish, that's fine. They usually have a couple that provides the meat, the main dish, and then everybody else brings vegetables or salads or desserts.
So if anybody's interested in the meals, you might do that, but you can come just for the speech, not have the meal as well. So.
And the program usually begins a little after 12 if you don't want to come for lunch. And if you need more information, you can call the library, 620-355-6674.
And I know we had at least one time we had a school class from Ulysses, I believe it was, come
yes,
up for one of these. So
for the orphan training
If there's
program.
Something that teachers are listening to this or see it posted, you can bring your class. That's not a problem. We'll put up additional chairs in the room so they can attend as well. So it's kind of nice to see the students there that one time. That's pretty much it for this go-around. We will have more, like I said, information on summer reading. That's going to be a big episode, probably just on it alone with what's coming up. We'll have some other smaller activities coming up as well for July and August. Thank you for listening, and we will be back probably in a couple of weeks. So thank you, ladies.
Have a good day.
For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.